الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, in the series on معمولات, on the things to do daily and regularly, the last and most important of them, which I did not deliberately mention them along with others because they deserve a special mention, that is, the number one of that is the Namaz and Salat of Tahajjud. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the best of Salah is the Salah in the night, which is Qiyam, which is Tahajjud. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala specifically mentioned this Salah and He promised His reward for this particular Salah. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentioned the believers and He said in Surah Sajda, تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ عَيُنٍ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said about the believers, He said, they are the people who stand up in the night in a state which is between fear of the punishment of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and the hope of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's forgiveness. So the position of the believer is between khawf wa tama', between the fear of Allah's anger and the hope in His forgiveness and His mercy. It is not only fear, and it is not only hope, it is between the two. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that these are the people, the believers are those who stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the night in this state. And this refers to praying tahajjud. And Allah said, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ عَيُنْ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allah said, if they knew what I have prepared for them as a reward for this action. If they knew what I have prepared for them as a reward for this action, it will be the coolness of their eyes. It will be so beautiful for them. So this action of Tahajjud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically mentioned and specifically praised and promised His reward. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Tahajjud and spoke about those who pray Tahajjud with great honor. And He also mentioned Tahajjud as the Salah, which is the Salah of Tarbiyah, which is the Salah of connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the Salah of discipline. And that is in the ayat of Surah Al-Muzzammil, which is one of the, is among the first of the revelations, where tahajjud was prescribed and was made for the, for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and for the Sahaba. And Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not reveal the last ayah, which is the ayah of Rukhsa, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again mentions tahajjud, mentions the standing in the night. She said that He did not, Jalla Jalaluhu did not reveal the last ayah for 1 year. So for 1 year, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba prayed tahajjud like fard. And that was the only salah prescribed. The other salawat had not been prescribed because all the other fard salahs were prescribed only at the time of Isra wal Mi'raj, which is in the 12th or 13th year of revelation. Whereas tahajjud was prescribed in the first year of revelation. And there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned tahajjud as the way of connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and drawing strength and sustenance from Him in order to do the work that we have been given, which is the work of Da'wat al-Islam, which also refers to all our activities. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned specifically and said, Ya ayyuhal muzzammil qum al-layla illa qaleel. He said to Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, O you wrapped in garments and sleeping, stand up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the whole night, except for a small part. So pray more and sleep less. نِصْفَهُ وَمِنْ قُسْمِنُ قَلِيلًا أَوْزِدْ عَلَيْهِ وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. And recite Quran in a beautiful way in this salah. So it is literally like listening to the sabak and listening to the lesson of the student. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the teacher, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the student. And then Allah said, Inna sanulqi alayka qawlan thaqila, inna nashiyata al-layli hiya ashaddu wat'an wa aqwa muqila. Allah said that you have been, there is a big job that has been given to you, very heavy load. To carry this load, you need this sustenance. To talk on the phone, you need the charge. And Allah said, yes, it is true that this is difficult to do. It is very difficult to wake up in the night. But this is the best thing to, for discipline, to discipline yourself and to understand the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the fazilat of tahajjud. And then the last ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again honored the sahaba. Inna rabbaka ya'lamu annaka taqumu adna min thulusi al-layli wa nisfahu wa thulusahu wa ta'ifatun min alladhina ma'ak. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, yes, Allah knows who is standing with you for the period of the night, and then the other hidayat in that ayah with respect to that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically mentioned the sahaba Rizwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, and he said, yes, Allah is aware, Allah is seeing, Allah knows who is standing with you. So this is the honor for the people who are standing with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And of course, those who pray tahajjud, inshallah, we ask Allah to include them among those who are counted as those who stood with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in qiyam, because we are following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So tahajjud is the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also descends to the first heaven in a way that pleases His majesty and grace. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu then has it announced and says, who is it that needs my help? Who is it that has anything to ask? Let him ask. Many of the ulama have said that if you are serious about a task and you are not praying tahajjud, it means you are not serious. If you are serious about achieving something and you are not praying tahajjud, it means you are not serious. It's as simple as that. So you might say, well, I have this great career aspiration, I have this great work in da'wah that I want to do, I want this for myself, I want this for my children, and so on. But if you are not praying tahajjud, then this is false, you are not really serious. If you were serious, then how is it that you are not praying tahajjud? This is as simple as that. So praying tahajjud every day, inshallah, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it possible for us, and I request you make this fard on yourself, and you will inshallah see the value of that in your own life. You will not need me to explain any more in this. What is to be done in tahajjud? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to pray 8 rakat, as we know from the hadith of Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu anha. But it is a nafil, so you can pray more, you can pray less, as you wish. It is to be prayed 2 by 2, and we know this from the hadith from Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where a sahabi came and asked him. I said, Ya Rasulullah, how should I pray this salah in the night? How should qiyam be prayed? He said, 2 by 2. So don't pray 4 rakat together, don't pray 3 rakat, 2 by 2. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not specify how many to pray. And this is the dalil that we also take for Taraweeh, which is also part of, this is also considered as qiyam. Where we pray more or less, we pray 20, we pray 12, we pray 8, we pray as many as you want. So that is also the dalil for that, to say it is to be prayed 2 by 2. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not specify a number. He himself used to pray 8 rakat of tahajjud, and this does not refer to Taraweeh, it refers to the tahajjud which he used to pray throughout the year, and followed by witr. So he used to pray witr after tahajjud at that time. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu used to pray with her after Isha. And when they asked him, he said, and they told him that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pray with her at the time of tahajjud. He said, I am a weak man, I sometimes miss. So therefore, I do not want the witr, which is wajib, to be missed. So I pray with her with Isha, and then I pray tahajjud separately. So both are okay. It is okay to pray with her after tahajjud, and it is also okay to pray with her with Isha, and then you can still pray tahajjud. It is not necessary to sleep and wake up for tahajjud. You can pray tahajjud after, even if you are awake, for if you are doing some work or all that, you can pray tahajjud and then go to sleep, or you can sleep and wake up for tahajjud. The ideal time for tahajjud is the last third of the night, but it can be prayed any time after Salatul Isha is over. Effectively, you can pray tahajjud at any time after that. But ideally, it is the last third of the night in which to pray tahajjud. Try to recite as much Quran as you can, as much, as more, as less, as you wish. It is also permissible for the individual, when he is praying tahajjud, to hold the mushaf in his hand, or to read the Quran from a tablet or his phone or whatever, for the sake of convenience, he can do that. It is not permissible for the muqtadi to hold the Quran in his hand when the imam is reciting. So I'm just mentioning it so that we know this. Because sometimes you find in Taraweeh people are standing holding the Quran in mushaf in their hand while the imam is reciting. This is incorrect. This is not the sunnah. This is not recommended. According to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, if you do that, your salah is invalid. You are considered to be out of the salah. And the imam is told that if such a person gives a luqma, that luqma is to be disregarded, should not be taken, because the imam is not allowed to take luqma from somebody who is not in salah. So this is the ruling in Hanafi fiqh, and in the other madhahib also, to the best of my knowledge, it is something which is considered to be incorrect and wrong to do, so don't do that. But when you are praying by yourself, and also the imam for the nawafil salah, not for fard salah, but for taraweeh and so on, the imam can look at the mushaf, and supposing the imam is not a hafiz, but he can look at the mushaf and he can read, and the people can pray behind him, there is no problem with that. But for the muqtadi to do that, it is not correct. And when you are reading on your own, when you are praying tahajjud on your own, you can hold the mushaf in your hand, you can read from a phone or tablet or whatever you like, whatever is convenient. You can have the mushaf on a stand in front of you, and then you can turn the page as you wish. It's not an issue with that. But for the individual, it is permitted, and for the imam, for all nawafil salawat, it is permitted, but it's not permitted for the muqtadi to do that when he is standing behind the imam. When you are standing behind the imam, you are supposed to stand still and listen to the recitation of the imam, not do your own reading when you are behind the imam. So this is on a side note, basic reminder today is about tahajjud. Tomorrow we'll do the final one with regard to recitation of the Quran and approach of the Quran, inshallah. But for tahajjud, very, very, very important. Let us try to make this into an activity which we never miss, inshallah. Whether we are at home, whether we are traveling anywhere, the value and benefit of tahajjud, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to ensure that we pray tahajjud till the last day of our lives, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take our lives in a state of sujood in tahajjud, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.